Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Hi!
What commercial is that? Bye!
Oh!
Is that cricket? Is it cricket?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Hi!
Bye! It's annoying. Anyway, welcome to Gutter and Cheyenne On Demand, episode number 4 of our podcast. We'll be playing for your listening pleasure coming up here in just a moment, talking about how to stay motivated during times of quarantine.
Because, you know, you're by yourself, and what do you do to pass the time?
And then somehow it comes out and shifts to some information that, you know, was not on the little rundown of this podcast that we were going to touch on.
Might be a TMI, but you know what?
It's not like, yeah.
We run with it, and it's great.
Yeah. Little factoid about myself that you may not have thought that you would have wanted to know.
You didn't know you need to know, but now... You do.
Yeah. It's coming at you right now in episode 4 of the Gutter and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gutter and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gutter and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Well, here we are, episode number 4.
I can't believe it's 4 already.
Fourth episode. It is March 25th, and coronavirus, top of everybody's minds.
Yes.
And we will be broadcasting the show from home starting tomorrow, the 26th. Right now, as we record this podcast, we are in the Camel studio.
Right. Just staring at each other across the counter.
Yeah. As we do normally on a daily basis with the morning show. But from here on out, from tomorrow to who knows how long, we'll be doing the morning show from each of our houses. And we'll also be doing the podcast next week from our houses as well.
Yes. Just creating content from the comfort of our dining room tables.
That's right. And you said that you're going to enjoy having control of the thermostat.
I'm going to love it because you like it cold. I like it pleasant.
What's pleasant for you?
Today it hasn't been too bad. So whatever it is right in this moment is okay.
72. Normally,
I'm okay with that.
Normally I take it down to 70.
And it gets chilly, but it also doesn't help that I sit right underneath the vent.
Yeah.
So, and it just blows cold air, which I don't care for.
So we will be in quarantine and doing our best to listen to the recommendations from local government, the CDC, and everything else,
right?
For social, social distancing?
Because we can't be telling people to social distance when we're in here 4 feet from each other.
Well, that's absolutely right. And you know, we mentioned on last week's podcast, we have a letter from the government that says we're essential employees,
right?
So you know, nobody would blame us if we came here and continued to do the show on a daily basis. But our company is just trying to nip it in the bud. Stay home.
Yep.
Let's get this done and over with, because the quicker that everybody listens to what the authorities are saying about staying home, social distancing, self-quarantine, the quicker that we're going to get past all of this.
Exactly. That's the common sense behind it.
There's a meme that I came across that said, just want to make this point in case people haven't realized it yet. The longer you don't comply with social distancing, the longer we're going to have to do it.
Absolutely. Black and white. It's how it is.
So we're going to be heading off to our own quarantine. We've been doing it to an extent. You know, once we leave work, we kind of go home. You go home, I go home, and we just kind of spend time there. What have you been doing in the quarantine hours, if you will?
I am racking up my medals and my achievement awards on Audible.
on Audible.
That's what I'm doing.
So is it just books?
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of motivational books. You know, Carrie Underwood came out with her Find Your Path fitness book that I got and slightly regret buying, but that's okay.
Why do you regret buying it?
I think that the way that they advertise the book is, and what I expected to get out of it from the teasing of the advertisement, I didn't get at all. So, and I don't really know when I look back at it what I was expecting to get exactly. Okay. But when I do think about it, I wanted, you know, Carrie's life story and more of an in-depth look into her childhood. And it was really just a quick overview of her childhood and then straight into American Idol. I wanted more substance from the American Idol outlook. And I'm sure that the American Idol organization really bottlenecks what you can talk about outside the studio. But I wanted more. And then she has her trainer on there with her and her dietitian. So there is full, like, three quarters of chapters that are telling you how to do workouts and walking you through step by step of workouts. And that's not what I wanted because it gets really boring, you know? If I wanted that, she's got like a digital manual that shows you her, you know, playlist for when she's running and her recipes and things like that. Put that stuff and diagrams in that section.
Right.
I don't want to listen to your trainer tell me how to properly lunge.
You want to hear more of her personal story.
Exactly. Okay. And, you know, if you're going to bring your trainer in, tell me more about your trainer. I wanted detail. I wanted depth. I wanted content.
Yeah, and
And what I got was really how to, and I didn't need that. Maybe somebody else would need it because it made like New York's top seller list.
Right, but I mean, she's got a lot of fans.
Right, and I think people did what I did.
Yeah.
And they were excited about this book, thinking it was going to be something, and I haven't seen the reviews on it, but
the reviews are good, though.
I did pull that up. Maybe they expected something that I didn't, and expected what they got.
You know how when you set expectations so high?
Right.
You have those high expectations going in, and you just kind of, and then you get disappointed.
And then maybe that's what it was.
You could do what I do in life. Just have your expectations on the floor, and then you're never disappointed.
Right? I mean, I guess I should have done that. I'll go into every other Audible book like that.
Yeah. Expectations on the floor. You'll never be disappointed. Like, my wife is like that with movies, though. Like, she'll go in and she wants a good storyline.
Yeah.
She wants to be able to guess the plot throughout the movie and this and that. So when she watched a movie like Napoleon Dynamite.
I could see her getting bored with that movie.
She was bored. She was angry. She hated it.
That's funny.
Because you can't guess the plot line in
that one. Because there is no plot.
Just go into it knowing it's a stupid comedy. Put your expectations on the floor.
Right.
You won't be disappointed.
I like that climax of the plot. That really captivates me because I have, you know, slight ADD. Yep. So if I'm not engaged fully, my mind goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I skipped through a big chunk of Carrie Underwood's book because it didn't captivate me.
Yeah.
So, but my Audible book collection is extensive at this point.
You're just into the whole book thing. Is it because of quarantine or did you start that before quarantine?
No, I started it actually before quarantine. And actually, so you got me started on Audible. I remember, we were in the studio and you had me download it and you said, read this book. And it was a book called Jump by Steve Harvey.
Yes.
And I've listened to that book probably 3 times. From start to finish. I love it.
Well, no, it's such a great book. And I think the time that I told you to do that, it was one of those things where we were in talks to have this opportunity here in Phoenix.
Yes.
You know, I think on one of the prior episodes that we did, we talked about how we met and how this whole thing came about. And yeah, it was when we were doing the show and you were a little weary about moving to a new city. And it's a great book to read if you're just kind of sitting stagnant. And just a little weary about making the next move, read the book Jump from Steve Harvey, and it'll help you through it.
It
gives you more confidence.
It does. It gives you more confidence, and it really kind of helps define your path and where you're going. Two other books, though, that I've just been like obsessed with right now is there's one by a guy named Grant Cardone. And this one, I actually, these next two books I got from my little brother. So my I have an older brother and a younger brother. The three of us pass Audible books around. We talk about it. It's like a small book club, essentially, for motivational
books.
Family
book club.
Yep, it's a family book club. And so it's by this guy named Grant Cardone. He's a realtor mogul. Amazing. Right. I gave you this book, too.
No, you did.
And how much of it have you listened to?
I got through the first, I don't know, a few chapters or so. And I got into him, though, right? And he was coming to the Phoenix area, and I signed up for this and that on his website.
Yep.
And he spams like none other.
He does.
It is.
He does.
I had to unsubscribe from his mailing club and stuff like that.
It's the 10X factor. Set your goal. Yeah. So that's what it's called. It's called the 10X factor.
Yeah.
And that book I listened to all the way while we were driving and relocating from Washington State down to Phoenix. And I listened to it the entire way down here. And I've listened to it half of it a second time. Uh-huh. But it's a great book. Really helps you set those goals. And then push past them to set, you set your goal and then you amplify it by 10 and that's your 10X goal. And then another book that I'm in love with right now is called Can't Hurt Me. And it's by an ex-Navy SEAL. His name is David Goggins. He's also an ultimate runner.
Ultimate runner?
He does the ultimate.
Oh, that's the triathlon.
Yeah, run 100 swim, miles, okay. And like he is just a phenomenal athlete, but he had to work to get there. He went through the BUDS training, which is your training for the SEALs, three different times. Yeah. He had to lose 100 pounds in like 5 weeks. I mean, what he's done, and it basically it's, and he tells you, little disclaimer, if you're going to listen to this book, don't listen to it around your children.
Oh, really?
And be prepared because he was a Navy SEAL for 20 plus years.
Got a mouth on
And
him.
He has got a mouth. And with this book, it is half book, half podcast. And the guy who reads his book, they stop reading chapters and segments and they have conversation. So David Goggins really goes into his book and into his story more than you would get out of just
somebody
reading
else reading the book.
And yes, and then they go into a podcast type mode and David is there talking with the person who's reading his book.
I like that. It'll probably give you a better feel to the story when he's telling it to you.
It does. Yeah. It does because they take the most intriguing parts and they talk more about it. Okay. That would have been too wordy to put it into a book.
I feel like if I ever had a book, that's how I'd want to do it.
I think this
somebody
is how every
book
should
Amazon.
Be.
Somebody else can read the book from Amazon, and then I'll talk about certain stories.
Yeah, and it's I think this is how every book should go. But really, this book is about mindset and changing your mindset and what your mind can do. So that's what I've been doing. I'm just literally engulfing myself into these self-help motivational books.
I've kind of always done the book thing for a little bit. I got you on the jump book. And I think that's the one that actually started. There was a time in my life when I needed that jump book.
Right.
And I read it. And then I just started with the book thing ever since, But as far as the quarantine part of it, I don't think I don't know. I'm kind of an introvert already.
That's true.
So I'm at home. The only thing different is that I guess the girls are at home.
Yeah.
They're not at school. But other than that, I mean, there's nothing really different with quarantine. Maybe it'll be different when we start broadcasting from home and not leaving the house.
And just being confined
and being
to your
in there
walls.
24 hours a day.
Right.
Because right now, I still get up at 2:00 in the morning, get the workout in, get here to work. What about 5:00?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, and then I'm typically here till 11 or noon, and then home.
Right.
So there's a good chunk of 6 hours that I'm not at the house, but that will be going away. We'll be there 24 hours a day,
7 days a week.
I'll report back because I'm sure that there's going to be a point that I'm going to get bored. There has to be.
Well, I think what's really nice for you is that you are blessed to have a pool in your backyard.
That makes quarantine a little bit easier. I don't go in it like during the week.
But you might be surprised. You might be surprised. Maybe. Expecting some pretty decent weather. So
yeah, and being at home,
I would be laying out in the. If I were you, I'd be laying out in the sun. From the moment we get done with the show till I couldn't lay out anymore.
I do show stuff like after the show too, though. Like even at home, like now I'll pull on my laptop and I'm doing show stuff.
Yeah, and I think you're still going to continue that, but
I feel like I'm losing out on something. If I were to like turn the mic off, like we're at home tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
If I were to turn the mic off and just go lay out in the sun, I'd just be like, I know there's something I got
to
do.
Well, you will eventually get back to it. I mean, eventually you'll go inside and do some work, but...
Well, the thing about laying by the pool is I got to have a beverage in my hand. And once that starts, it just goes.
See, you just put your... Like put Blake your says, headphones drink, in and listen to a book. The more I drink, the more I drink. Lose yourself in a book. Yeah. That's what I do.
I could. You know, I have outdoor speakers and you just put music on.
Try
but,
it.
I mean, leave those off and put the earphones in and just do the book thing by the pool.
That's, I try it.
Normally the book thing's when I'm working out. I only listen to about a half hour at a time.
See, and I got to have the David Goggins book, Can't Hurt Me, is the only book I can listen to while working out. Yeah. Because he talks about physical stuff. Like, it drives me to want to run a 100 miles.
A hundred mile race.
I kid you not. The reason I have started hiking, sort of, is because of it has a lot to do with this book. Because okay. Then I also follow him. So the thing about me is that when I invest in someone or something, mm-hmm. I fully invest. So I follow David Goggins on Twitter. I follow him on Instagram. And this guy's body is amazing. Like, the tone and the definition in his muscles, like, that's, so I want to look like that.
Okay, are you following him for the look of the body?
No, no. It's just, it's so, his sculpture and his quad muscles are the reason why I want to start hiking, because I want my quads to look like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like, it's him, his.
Definition in the legs.
His physique yeah. is motivation enough. All yeah. I got to do, I can watch his videos on silent without any of the audio and be motivated because he's that in shape. Like, I want that for myself.
How are you working out, by the way? So I know that you were going down to your gym uh-huh. at the apartment complex daily, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then because of the coronavirus thing.
They shut it down.
Shut it
down. Which was really frustrating.
That's what Ramsey would say, shut it down! Or is that the dude on Bar Rescue? I don't remember.
I don't know. Those are your shows, not mine.
The door is locked. How are you getting your workouts in?
So... I don't know what they call them, so I'm going to call it just like an empty field. You know, when you're driving through the cities here, they've got those empty grass parks, but without any park equipment. So, like, you can take your dog to run because, okay. you know, plots here are very small. So I found one by my house, and the perimeter of it is about a quarter mile. So basically the length of a track
okay.
around a football field. So I've been running that. Around it, and then I have one 10-pound weight because I didn't want to buy two. And
how much was the one 10-pound weight?
It was like $19.
Yeah,
it was expensive. Exactly. It was expensive, and I didn't want to pay that, so I just got one.
For 10-pound weight, $20?
Yes, Target. Of course, it's expensive, but
$2 a pound.
Exactly. I'm paying for more of that in sweat, but I also have bands, the closed bands.
Wait, what do you do with one weight though?
I just alternate, like, okay. like. Well,
that makes sense.
I'll do curls on one, and then switch, and then do curls on the other. Okay. And while I'm doing curls on the other, it's like my rest period between my reps. Yeah. So, and then I have the closed bands that are connected, you know, the resistant bands, and then I have the resistant bands that have the handles on them. And I do a lot of resistant bands.
You just took it to the outdoors.
I took it to, you know, I found a tree. That's got a limb that I can, you know, hook my bands yeah. around, and I do use
that's
that. Smart. And I'm really utilizing the weight of my body and yeah. what's around me because I refuse to be set back at this point. Yeah. I've come too far in the last 2 months.
Well, I read somewhere it takes 4 weeks to reach the goal or to lose weight. I forget what was the saying. But then 2 weeks to lose it all.
Yes.
Right? So it takes a lot more work to get to where you need to want to be, but all it takes is a couple of weeks of being deterred because the gym is closed.
Exactly.
Or whatever, being self-isolation, so you feel the need to just sit on the couch or whatever else. But all it takes is 2 weeks
and
to lose
I,
all those gains.
And I refuse to be that person. I've already done that to myself. So I lost.
How much did you lose?
40 pounds.
Yeah, see, 40, that's 45 a lot. Pounds. That's a lot to go back to.
Yeah, and I did. And it took like you said, it was a lot easier to put it back on than it was to take it off. And
you're talking about years ago, back when you lost all that weight
yeah,
initially.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. then I put it all back on.
I was talking about recently. Like, recently you lost a lot of weight.
Recently I lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, because you were going to the gym every day and mm-hmm. this and that. So now the gym is closed and you're just trying to keep those gains going.
Yeah.
Trying to at least stay lateral.
I would
and
like
not gain it all back.
Yeah, I would like to come out of quarantine down another 20 pounds. Yeah. That would be ideally my goal. So
hey, you're making the best out of it.
I am. I'm trying to. What are you doing? Your gym's closed too.
No, it's closed. I used to go to the gym in the morning, like twice a week, shower and come in. But I mean, I got Emily an elliptical for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
It's in the garage.
Uh-huh.
So I just hit that every day.
So you're just doing the elliptical?
Yeah. Well, I got some weights and stuff like that. And I bought one of these 30-pound slam balls.
Oh, really?
Like 30 pounds, so you lift it up over your head and just slam it down to the ground as hard as you can.
Yeah, I love those.
I think I got a hemorrhoid from doing it, but anyway. So I'm a little careful. Haven't done that in a little bit. I got a, it may be too TMI, but I don't know. years ago, when I was working at an apartment, before I really knew the safety on the weight machines, I was doing a leg workout. And I did it like all the way, and I pushed hard, right? And something didn't feel right. You know, so
you're saying a hemorrhoid, not like a hernia?
Hemorrhoid.
A hemorrhoid.
Which is what would you say? It's a blood vein
that bursts.
Not bursts.
It's just like bubbles.
Yeah, you know how like people's arms like the blood, but you can it comes up. Uh-huh. How do you so the dudes that have the big veins in their arms, right?
Yeah.
When they're working out, like it really pops up
like
out
an
of
arm
the skin,
bump.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's around. Where you go number two, right?
I think everybody knows what hernia is.
Just, if you didn't know.
I just needed to make sure you were talking, like you weren't mixing it up and talking about a hernia, not
no,
a hemorrhoid.
No, okay. I'm just explaining what it was. Yes, that is a hemorrhoid, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, you're correct.
So this is the first time I ever had one.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the doctor
just
to ensure my safety. I was a little worried.
And he checked.
Because it was the most awkward experience ever. He's like, all right.
What's even funnier is that I used to work at a gastrointestinal office.
Yeah.
And I've been a part of those,
those
appointments.
There's a man going into the office with another man telling me to drop my trowel and spread my cheeks. And then the most awkward part of it all is like he actually like poked it.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, yes, that's a hemorrhoid. I'm like, okay, well, thank you.
I used to work with this doctor who was really thin, and when guys would come in for like their first colonoscopy or to be checked or whatever, he would always make jokes and be like, don't worry, my fingers are skinny.
Oh my gosh. He didn't actually do that to me. He just poked it. Like yeah, right. So that's exactly what he did. And he goes, yes, it's a hemorrhoid. Pull your pants back up.
I'm imagining a bowl of like jelly, you know, at like when you make Jello in like a Bundt pan, you know, and you flip it over and take the.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it was that. Have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
Yes, I've had hemorrhoids.
Did you get it with kids?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess similar thing. You push too hard, you end up getting a hemorrhoid. But anyway, so he diagnosed it as a hemorrhoid and gave me a prescription, right? So and it looked like it was about 2 inches long. And anyway, Emily had to push it up push it in there. Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, if you really want to know true love.
Yeah, no, totally.
It's when your partner needs something pushed up in there. And so I had to lay on the ground and she had to do that. It was weird. It was the weirdest thing. But hey, it went down and did its thing and hadn't
and
had to deal with it for a while.
And it healed.
Got the 30 pound thing and I'm slamming it on the ground. I'm like, it's back.
Now you have another hemorrhoid.
Yeah. I didn't go and get the prescription, though.
It's good to know.
It's all right.
I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Those things are weird to me, man.
Yeah.
They are. It's so weird that you just do something too hard, you can get one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the weirdest thing. But I know hemorrhoids is not the topic of this this podcast. But
what are you doing during quarantine? Dealing with a hemorrhoid. Sitting on a donut pillow, dealing with a hemorrhoid.
I'm not uncomfortable sitting right now. Right? So I don't think it's like the full-on thing. It just felt weird, you know.
I feel weird looking at you knowing that you have a hemorrhoid. I feel like I've just been given this insight into your private life.
It was like the time that I showed up to work not wearing underwear because I didn't bring...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was working with somebody else at the time, right? And I forgot to put underwear in my gym bag.
Yep.
And I showered at the gym. I was like, getting out of the shower, drying off. I'm like, crap. Either put on my old sweaty underwear or just put on my jeans. Right?
So he went commando for the day.
I went commando for the day. Yeah. And in the old studio, my co-host was just like arm's length from me. Right? And I felt like if I would have shared that information on the air, it would have just been weird. Right? Because yeah. the mentality thing. Like I said, the mentality of knowing that I have an hemorrhoid right now. Yeah.
So, anyway. I would have had so much fun with that.
I bet you will. There's the podcast. I guess we're done.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if we talked more about a book or about a hemorrhoid. You know, I guess I don't know how that time all timed out.
It was gold. Either way, it was gold.
How's this podcast going to be labeled?
Insight into Cheyenne's Audible library and Gunner's hemorrhoid.
No, yeah. I don't think we should put the hemorrhoid in the title.
You think it will detour people from listening?
So you listening to this right now did not see the hemorrhoid in the title, but surprise!
There it is! Probably what the doctor said when he poked your hemorrhoid.
That's right.
There it is!
Well, on that note, episode number 4 in the books. We try to do these every Wednesday. They're typically up before noon on Wednesday at camo1079.com or on the radio.com app. But have an amazing week. Podcast episode 5 from our quarantined locations, locales, will be next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.